You've stated that you weren't aware that what you were doing was illegal. Is that correct?
Yes. Your Honor, Mr. Mamorian issued an advertisement in the newspaper stating that he was able to take out loans. If what he was doing was illegal, then why did they allow him to advertise it in the paper?
Taking out a loan isn't a crime in itself. That advertisement could have been interpreted as the person providing services in return for the loan, which isn't a crime. But if the loan is received through illegal means such as bribery, that's when it becomes a criminal offence. Now, did he state that's how he was going to receive the loan in the newspaper advertisement? When you found out about the method he was going to use to receive the loan, you should have come here and told us, instead of becoming partners with Mr. Mamorian. So you cannot claim that you were unaware that what you were doing was illegal. Furthermore, the deed you presented to the bank didn't even belong to you. Plus, you forged your brother's signature. Don't tell me you didn't know that these things were illegal.
Your Honor, I have no complaints against my brother for forging my signature, and I will forgive him for it.
Yes, I know that, but what your brother has done is still considered an offence which is punishable by law. You don't have the authority to decide that.
Yes, I do, Your Honor. I understand what you're saying, but Mr. Mamorian, who is the main culprit in this case, has been arrested, and the money has been returned in full to the bank, so I would like to ask you, please, if it is at all possible, please, for you to forgive my brother in this case.
This is the first time I've done such a thing. I swear to God, I'm not a criminal, Your Honor.
Yes, I know that. It has been mentioned in your file that you have no history of a criminal offence, which is an important factor to consider. But that's not enough for the law to overlook the offence that has taken place, my friend.
Your Honor, please listen. My brother is already regretful about what he has done, and I mean, he's already been punished enough as far as I'm concerned. He might even lose the girl that he wanted to marry because of his mistake, and I would like to ask you, please, to forgive him, if at all possible.
Yes, very well. This session is over. No further questions are needed, and you may leave.
Your Honor, please tell us, what is your final verdict?
The court will issue its verdict within a week, and you will be informed via written mail.
But we're not comfortable, ma'am. A big company like this with all these employees doesn't have enough rooms to cater for everyone.
Yes, I realize that, Mr. Iyahi. I have spoken to Mr. Ruhi about that and the other problems we have here, and he's thinking it through.
For example, in room 103, there are three employees working in the same room. And then we got two other employees who started working here 2 months ago. We can't tolerate these conditions anymore. You'll have to come up with a solution soon.
Mr. Iyahi, I have already told you. I have spoken to Mr. Rui about your problem. And besides, the commerce team all need to work in one place. We can't have half of the team working upstairs and the other half working downstairs.
I agree with what you're saying, but I'm sure we can use this office for a while at least.
No, sir, you can't. This is the research manager's office.
Well, I don't see any research managers around at the moment.
Who told you that? Mr. Fahir will be coming back.
Hello.
Hello. Mr. Fahir will be coming back, Mr. Harry.
Yes, he's coming back. So tell me, who told you that Mr. Fahir has left the company?
Hasn't he left?
No.
Well, Mr. Ruzmir told me that Mr. Fahir had an argument with you. And he decided to pack his things and leave the company for good.
Mr. Ruzmir told the wrong thing. You may leave. No one is allowed to work in this office until Mr. Rui says so. Please leave the room. Go on. Hey, Ruzme.
Yes?
Come to my office. I need to speak to you. Mr. Riahi, I'll speak to Mr. Rui here again about your problem.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Fahir.
Hello.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fahir. I called to apologize to you about the way I treated you, and I'd like to ask you to come back to work.
Did Mr. Rui ask you to apologize to me?
No, of course not. He doesn't even know that I've called you.
Anyhow, I'm not coming back to that company.
Miss Faramund.
But why? I said I was sorry.
The day when I was leaving the company, I told Mr. Rui...
But I really don't need to hear an apology
from you anymore. The reason has nothing to do with you, Miss Faramund.
But I don't want the employees here to think that you left because of the argument that we had together. I don't want them to talk behind my back.
Can I give you a small piece of advice, Miss Faramund?
Sure, go ahead.
If I were you,
I'd be more worried about the other things that are being said behind your back.
What do you mean?
I mean, if people say things about how you were the reason that I left.
It's much better than them saying you destroyed
a husband and a wife's relationship, isn't it?
But whose relationship did I destroy? I'm sorry, but I don't understand what you're saying.
You know very well what I'm saying.
The inappropriate relationship you've been having with
Mr. Rui is causing him to change his mind about getting back with his ex-wife.
But as far as I know, Mr. Rui does not plan on moving overseas, and his ex-wife doesn't plan on coming back to Iran either.
You don't know about a lot of things.
For your information, Yasaman came back to Iran in an attempt to get
their family back together again, so that they can be a family once more.
But unfortunately, your involvement
in her father's life has prevented her from reaching her lifelong goal.
But I wasn't even aware of such a thing. I mean, I never even thought that his ex-wife would be willing to come back and live with him again.
No, it's not like that. Yasaman told me that her mother is fed up with the way she's living
her life there, and that she's almost ready to come back and continue her life with Mr. Rui.
Well, let me tell you that you can be sure that if that is the case, I won't even spend a second longer in this company.
I'm happy to hear that, Miss Faramund.
Goodbye, Mr. Fahir.
Goodbye.
Is it this one?
Can you please wait here till I come back?
I'll go wait down there, so don't create traffic.
Hey, Mom. Mom?
What is it?
What are you thinking about?
No. It's nothing.
Everything will be fine. Stop worrying so much.
Look how cute she looks when she sleeps. I wish I were in her place. She doesn't have a thing to worry about.
Let me put her on the bed. Your legs are gonna hurt.
No, I'm worried she might wake up. I'll take her myself. My little princess.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Farman's residence?
You are?
Hello, my name is Yasaman Rui. I'm Mr. Rui's daughter.
Manush works for my dad.
I wanted to speak with you for a minute, if it's possible.
Sure. Come on in.
Thank you.
Who is it?
Mr. Rui's daughter.
Manush's boss? Why don't we give Manush a call and tell her to come? She probably wants to talk to Manush.
She probably knows that Manush is at work right now.
So why did she come here now?
Stop worrying about everything so much, Mom. Let's go talk to her.
Okay.
You're drenched in sweat.
Okay.
Have some tea.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sit down, Paris 2, sit down. Paris 2 is my daughter-in-law.
Listen, I have to say some things now which you're not aware of. You might get upset about it. Or not believe me at all.
Well, tell us. What are we unaware of?
To be honest, I don't know where to begin from.
What's wrong?
You're making us worried, Miss Ruhi.
Listen. I think Manush is overstepping her boundaries. She's getting really close to my dad. More than a normal employee should, ordinarily.
What do you mean?
I mean, you should tell Manush to watch the way she behaves in the workplace. Especially when it comes to the CEO, who happens to be my father. She doesn't need to get this close to him. It's not professional at all. Do you understand this?
Excuse me? But I think you should be the one who should tell your father how to behave. We weren't happy with Manush working there in the first place. We didn't approve of her going to work. Your father was the one who made her fill in for Miss Yasiri. Your father is the one who keeps sending his drivers to pick up Manush. He's the one who keeps inviting her to different places. And you're telling us to tell Manush how to behave?
How interesting. It seems like I'm the one who's making a mistake. You seem to know everything about what's going on with your daughter.
You seem to have misunderstood us. Your father did all those things you speak about, not Manush.
It's true that my father sends cars to pick her up. But she gets in them, doesn't she? It's true that my father invites her to places. But Manush accepts all his invitations without question, doesn't she?
Yes, you're absolutely right. My daughter's so stupid that she's falling for your father's tricks. Can you blame her?
I'm certain that my dad's doing these things because your daughter has been willing to accept them.
No, darling. Your father has set a trap for somebody who is his daughter's age.
Listen, Miss Ruhi. Now that we know what's going on, we're keeping an eye on Manush. We know what she does and doesn't do. But if there are any wrong intentions involved, I won't let your father get away with whatever he wants. I find it very strange that with the way your father has been treating her, which I happened to witness at the art gallery, I don't know why you came here to talk to us as though we owe you something.
I'm upset because Manush is tearing my family apart and I will not allow it.
What family do you mean? Your mother got divorced and is living on the other side of the world right now.
Yes, but before Manush came along, my father was getting ready to make up with my mom.
You mean Manush is preventing your parents from getting back together?
Yes, that's exactly right. And a lot of the time, she says bad things to my father about my mother. She's doing all these things to make my dad hate my mother.
Did your father tell you that?
There's no need for my father to tell me anything. I can sense these things.
I don't think it's right for you to accuse people of things based on your feelings. It would be a horrible thing if you turned out very wrong.
You should stop Marinush in her tracks instead of trying to teach me about ethics.
I already told you, we will do that once we are sure that they have got the wrong intentions. We'll stop Marinush and your dad.
Go tell your father that if Manush's brothers find out what's going on inside his head, heaven knows what they'll do to him. Heaven only knows.
I thought Marinush was doing these things behind your back. But now that you're well aware of everything, so all of you should know that your daughter won't get away with this. I won't let her achieve her goals. There is no way she's getting married to my father.
That is just the most ridiculous thing. Why should a young girl want to get married to an old man?
Marinush's goals, or your goals for that matter, could be my dad's wealth and fortune.
Wait a minute, Missy. Don't judge us by this house. It's only been 2 years since my husband's family has been hit with financial problems. Before then, Manush had been brought up in a very wealthy home. If you think that your father's wealth has blinded Manush in this situation, you can blame it on her naivety. But what about your father's behavior? He's the same age as Manush's dad. What else can you call it, Ruhi, except for lust? If I were you, I'd go straight to my father and tell him to forget about all the plans he's got in store for tricking Manush. You got that? You got that. Now get out.
Excuse me.
Please don't cry, Mom.
Hello? Hi, Parister.
Hi.
Hey, Mother. What's the matter? Mom? Why are you crying? Parister, what's the matter?
Don't worry, it's nothing.
Yes, but something must have happened. Tell me what's wrong.
Mr. Ruhi's daughter was here.
Was that the girl who just left Mr. Ruhi's daughter?
Yes.
And?
She said some things that made Mom upset.
And what did she say?
She said Manush is getting really close to her dad and that she's got some bad intentions in mind.
Well, that can't be right. I went to that company myself and I saw Mr. Ruhi. He seemed like a decent man. And anyway, he's pretty old, isn't he? It's all just a bunch of nonsense, Mother.
No, sweetie, there's some truth behind it. There are a lot of things that you don't know about.
What don't I know about? What don't I know about?
You tell him, Parastu.
That day, when I went to the art exhibition with Manush, neither Manush nor her boss behaved appropriately. And apparently, they have breakfast together at work. Mr. Ruhi has also assigned a private driver who picks Manush up. People have been talking behind their backs at work.
Why didn't you tell me these things earlier?
I did tell you, darling. Why do you think I told you to go see who her boss is?
But Mr. Ruhi told me that he thinks of Manush as his own daughter.
To hell with him! Maddie, darling, go and bring her home, please. Go and bring her before she humiliates us any more than this.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Come in.
Excuse me, sir. Could I please talk to you for a moment?
Yes, of course. Come and sit down. Sit down, please. Take a seat. I'm all ears. Go ahead.
The truth is, Mr. Rui, I came here to say some things that might upset you.
A lot of people have made me upset lately. I didn't think you'd want to do the same thing. Sorry, I'm kidding. Go ahead and tell me what's wrong. Go on.
I don't want you to think that I'm an insensitive person who doesn't understand you after you've heard what I have to say.
I'll never think that way about you, you know. Because I've gotten to know you pretty well, Miss Faramund.
Well, I've come to the decision that we have to put an end to everything.
What do you mean when you say everything?
What I mean is that I want to leave this place and forget about you forever. And you have to do the same thing, even if you find that it's difficult.
What exactly has made you think of such a thing again?
I was just about to write down everything for you on paper. I wanted to leave before your arrival, but no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't write down what I wanted to say.
Aren't you going to tell me what's happened?
I can't. I mean, I don't want to ruin Yasaman's dreams in order to achieve my own dreams.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
I believe that Yasaman has every right to want her family to get back together again. I shouldn't stand in her way. I mean, no one should stand in her way, and up until now, I thought that you and your ex-wife weren't able to live together again, and that's why I accepted all of your invitations. But today I found out some things that made me regret the way that I had behaved, and now I'm really ashamed in front of you and Yasaman and everybody else, and
Miss Faramund, I...
Let me talk, Mr. Rui. You might not love your wife, and you might have feelings for me, but it's really unfair to ignore Yasaman's needs, so you should pay attention to them, and so should I. I don't know. You might want to tell me that my presence or absence here wouldn't change your mind about getting back with your former wife, but I've made my decision now. I want to remove myself from your life, even if my departure doesn't cause you to get back with your wife. You shouldn't think that this was an easy decision for me to make.
But when Mr. Facher told me that Yasuman sees me as an obstacle for you and your wife to get back together, I really started hating myself.
So I guess everyone else was right. And I was the one making a mistake.
About what?
About the way I've been behaving towards you. I now understand that Yasuman, in fact, had every right to mistakenly think that you and I were involved, or that I had feelings for you. I know you had these thoughts in your head yourself, so Yasuman and the others have every right to think those things. Miss Faramund, you don't have to worry. Your presence in my life will not stand in the way of my marriage to my former wife, not now, nor in the future. Because I never had any feelings for you, apart from a father-daughter-like feeling. In fact, these past few days, I had wanted to sit down and talk to you, to tell you we should be more mindful about our behavior in order to prevent these misconceptions occurring in people's minds. There's no need for you to worry about my married life or Yasuman's dreams. You can get back to work now without all this worrying. You've always been like a daughter to me, just like Yasuman.
Marry her if you wanted to stay here.
I don't know. I really don't know. Yes, Miss Faramund will be coming too. That's a really nice colored scarf. If I knew a bouquet of flowers would make you so happy, I'd bring you a bouquet every day.
But then the whole office would be filled with flowers. And besides, if you buy a bouquet like this every day, it'll cost you a fortune.
I'm sure it'd definitely be worth it to make you happy. These are for you, your brother, and his wife. And I'll give these to Miss Yesseri and her fiancé for introducing us. I see we have a similar taste in art. As soon as I saw it, I asked, but it's sold, I'm afraid. Otherwise, I would have bought it for you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Rui. But this painting must be really expensive.
Well, I'd have gradually deducted it from your pay.
Well, then I'd have to work in your company for the rest of my life.
What could be better than that?
I'll only be disturbing your peace if I continue working in your company. I think the best solution is for me just to resign.
Quite the contrary. I've actually had nothing but peace of mind ever since you came here.
The more I think about it, the more I realise you weren't telling me the truth just then.
About what?
About the fact that your feelings towards me were just fatherly feelings.
But there really wasn't anything in my heart except that, Miss Ferriman.
How is that even possible? How can a man possibly tell his female employee that he's prepared to send her flowers every day just to make her happy and yet claim it's out of fatherly love? How can I accept the fact that he wanted to buy an expensive painting for his employee without him feeling anything but fatherly love in his heart? Who would believe that? He gives her a private chauffeur, he eats breakfast with her every day, he argues with everyone, even his daughter and future son-in-law, because of his secretary. And then he says these things were because of his fatherly feelings. No. I cannot believe that there was no intention behind all of these things.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I was so blind that I didn't notice the negative effects of my behavior on you and the others.
Thank goodness. Thankfully, the things Mr. Facher told me has made me forget about you and get on with my life. But have you ever thought that if someone else was in my place, how hurt they'd feel if they'd fallen for you the way that I had?
Miss Ferriman. You are absolutely correct. I made a mistake. But now that you have decided to forget about me forever, there's no reason why you should be so angry and upset about it and go away feeling such pain.
Is that what you think? I'm angry because you played around with my feelings. I'm upset because everyone is talking about me because of your inappropriate behavior towards me. I'm angry because people are thinking horrible things about me because of the things that you've done. And you're standing here telling me you didn't mean anything by doing these things.
Miss Ferriman, wait. Please come and sit down for a minute.
Deaf. Why are you still standing here?
Mehdi, what's the matter? What are you doing here?
I said go home now, don't you hear? Go!
Mr. Ferriman, allow me to
explain. You stay just where you are. Your daughter came to our house and told us everything we needed to know about you.
کمیارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره میشه آدم مکه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه که خوشبختی یا بستی یا رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی
شب گردیای من دوباره بی هدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف تره چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.